Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
What we say, Big Bird's 8'2", right?
8'2"!
Yeah,
8'2". The hell is that?
Oh, it's a big bird. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. The ESPN app, you hit the live feature on the ESPN app. Listen to ESPN Radio wherever you go. Take us with you. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
I should have been a rapper, Max.
Why? Why is that?
I'd have been fresh. I don't know.
You know, just... you're more of an R&B singer.
What do you think you do right now?
I don't rap.
You get paid based on who spits the flyest. That's the same thing in both games. Who spits the hottest? Yates, am I right or wrong? What's the difference between this game and the rap game? It's who spits the hottest.
If your bars is where they're supposed to be, you might as well be a rapper, kid.
I guess if you look at that, watch this though, Yates. If you look at it that way, I guess I'm Hov. I guess
Oh,
oh my God!
Himself Hov.
Max just laid it out, Jay. And said it's the same thing. You spit your bars in one industry.
You're too pretty to be a rapper, man.
You're choosing up superheroes now. I'm Rakim. Who are you? You know, stop.
I'm Ho.
You're too pretty to be a rapper.
I'm Big L.
And you are
Beastie Boys, Max. And Jay, you.
Oh, see, here comes a slight. Look, now he's thinking about it.
Did he just say Big L? Did I catch a Big L reference?
No.
That was
Yates.
That was Yates.
No, I was thinking of my man.
West Side High right there.
No, I was thinking of my man.
You can call me Ye. That's all right.
No, what's my man name? Yates?
Here come the
rapper cat.
Here come the jokes from Key again.
No, see, now he stepped on his own joke.
He can't even get the joke off because he can't remember the name. Hey,
you know who would remember?
Hey, Jay, I can't remember the name.
Hey, Jay, you know who would remember the name?
Who?
Hov.
Hold on. Relax, man. I'm talking about my man that used to get down with Ashanti now. What's my man's name? You know what I'm talking about.
Call you Ja Rule.
Don't help him.
What's wrong with you? Come on, man.
Nah, man. You
are. Ja had some heat, though, Jay.
Yeah. Don't. Yates, don't participate.
Nah, real rap, Jay. Ja was rapper, singer after LL.
And I saw him in a movie I was watching last night.
What movie were you watching last night?
Man, I just happened to turn the channel, and he was up there, him and Paula Patton.
I want to say I ran into Ja Rule. If you ever go to Macau in China, which is wherever there's gambling, there's boxing. So I've been all over the world wherever there's gambling. You've got to take a ferry like to Macau because it's an island. And I want to say it was Ja Rule on the ferry. We probably talked for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I couldn't give you Puff, Jay.
Do I do.
This was a banger, Jay.
Yeah. Come on, man. Y'all, that's cool.
Give you Puff because you don't want to give a details on parties. And
but Puff that's what
like
Puff does. I'm definitely way more Puff. I'm not giving y'all no details or nothing.
What are you guys, 5 years old? You're arguing about which rapper?
This man called me Ja Rule.
That's not an insult.
Okay. He called himself Hov and he called me Ja Rule and called you the Beastie Boys.
I like Ja Rule. I like, what's the problem?
And then Yates is like, yeah, Jay, you had one banger.
First of all, if I'm anyone, I'm Cool G Rap, and those who know.
Okay, so I'm going to give, because either Jack Harlow now or he's...
Now you got to be Jack Harlow.
Look, jeez, I'm trying to stick with, you know...
Stick with what? No, I don't know. Tell me.
Jack Harlow.
Jack, see? That's a disrespect.
What?
What's wrong with Eminem?
No, because he's taking all of certain kind of rapper.
I'm taking the white rappers and applying them to Max.
I was a white rapper.
What is wrong with that?
That's fine.
I can't say Max is Tupac.
That's fine. Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live. He did Hov like that from above the Heineken River deck at Pier 17.
I'm fresh like Hov.
Oh, I see.
I do it my way, just like Hov did it his way.
That's Frank Sinatra.
That's
Frank.
You Kanye D&J.
Okay. All right, would you take it?
I'm taking it.
That was genius on Key's part because when he gave you the name you were looking for, there had to be a little angle to it.
Oh, yeah.
There had to be something sharp in there, right?
Oh, wait. I'm like, I have to think about it.
I'll tell you what, then I'm Yay. You can be Hov. There you go. I'm going to take it and run with it all day long.
There you go.
It just comes with a lot. That's all.
Right.
No. You like,
really?
Really?
Yeah. I would wear that all that weird stuff you wear, the nigga glasses, mask on. I'll do it all day long.
Mask on.
Mask on, yeah.
All weird people are the rich people, Jay. Yeah, come on now.
That's true. You get a certain amount of money and you turn a real weirdo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Super rich people are weird.
Leave my man Ye alone, yo.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, I saw Fat Joe last night. He said, what up, Key?
Speaking of great rappers.
He said, God did.
Tell him I said hello.
Yeah.
Fat Joe. Fat Joe hit hard when he came out.
He's still doing it.
No, of course.
He's still doing it.
The first time ever. What was it? You got a flow, Joe?
Yeah, man. Lyrically next level.
But some guys, I'm not saying it, but some guys, the first time you hear them, you're like, what was that? Like LL. First time I even was aware of him was in was the movie with Run DMC, LL, the Fat Boys. Crush Groove, right. That was graduation, elementary school. We went
with
to see
Fat
Crush Groove.
Joe?
No. Oh. LL. Oh. And the first time you ever saw him, they were having auditions for rappers, and Run DMC was running the audition in the movie, and they said, auditions are closed, it's over. And LL was like, box, because he got there late. Mm. My radio, believe me, I like it loud. And it was savage. Obvious from the first second you saw him and heard him, that's a superstar. Mm-hmm. The reason LL is still relevant culturally 40 almost years later is because he was a star who rapped. If there was no such thing as hip-hop, he'd still be a star.
Yeah. I watched him in a movie the other day, too.
I mean, you just watching movies all day.
You know who's
day?
Like that? Cube is like that.
I'm sitting in the hotel, Jay. I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything. So I was watching him in SWAT with Samuel Jackson and the whole crew. Yeah, SWAT.
But some people, like Cube, is the same way. Cube is a star. He's a star. He was a rap star. He's a movie star. He intrinsically is a star. Then there's some dudes who are great at rapping, and that's the reason they get famous.
The cheese, 10-minute tangent.
But it's fine. We burned this segment.
Yeah. No. Come on, man. Come on. Yeah, this is the first time you ever heard LL. Yeah, and in 1980, this had to be 1983? Maybe 83.
Yeah.
If it was Crush Groove, it was 83. I'm pretty sure. I want to say, now, did we see Beat Street or Crush Groove when we graduated? That afternoon, we get out of school, and everyone's like, where are you? I'll go see. I think it was Crush Groove, though.
Max, man, you just talking, man. Come on now.
I told you, you hit that cheese and
that's
ran
what,
with
no,
it.
That's what, listen, we're going to talk about Tom Brady coming up. Right now, this is what we're talking about.
Kellerman, I love you. What do you want next, Juice? What other movie you want?
You know what I didn't like about Juice? There was one thing I really didn't like.
Key!
Tupac is playing a kid from the Bronx or uptown, right?
Oh, God.
Very true.
And at one point,
out loud,
at one point, he broke out. He said, partner. It was like super West Coast, and it blew the whole illusion for me.
Why?
You know what I mean? Because no one was saying that back then in uptown.
Back
in
when
New York.
Would say son. Something like that.
Yeah. We're going to say, what up, son? Yo?
Word to mother.
What up,
yeah,
done,
that's like
done?
But Key, it's like if you went to see Breakin' or Electric Boogaloo 2, whatever they were calling this, the sequel, and someone came in and was like, yo, son, this and that, you'd be like, come on, man, that's not L.A.
No.
Right.
That's real talk, partner.
All right. You want to talk about Tom Brady, or are we going to allow Jay just to take off on a tangent?
Hey, it's time to go to break,
Jay,
Max.
We have to stop
it's
talking
time
about
to go
hip-hop
to break, Max.
And philosophizing.
You're so stupid.
We have to talk about Tom Brady.
Okay.
You don't need to tell him to stop talking about hip-hop. I'm sure there's many people right now that are saying that. So,
does it sound more and more like this will be Tom Brady's? That's right. Got a good one off. Like it's going to be Tom Brady's final season.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
45 years old, man. There's a lot of going on, so, you know, you just gotta try to figure out life the best you can and continuous process.
Something is up, right? I mean, like, he didn't look or sound like himself in that news conference.
The reality is that he still got a lot left in the tank, but does he have a lot left in the tank when he doesn't have the protection?
Somebody actually tells me that Tom Brady is dead and shows me the body, I'm not gonna believe that he can't do it.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We're brought to you by Mako. Mm-hmm. Need a paint job on your car? When life throws you uh-ohs, just say, better get Mako. Go to Mako.com today. Guys, does it sound more and more like this is going to be Tom Brady's final season?
Oh, God.
Listen to Tom Terrific, or as Key calls him, Terrific Tom, on SiriusXM's Let's Go podcast.
There's no margin of error when you're 45. You know, you take hits and you feel every hit. When you're younger, you have your body's a lot different. And when you're 45, your body changes a lot. So what am I dealing with now? I woke up today going, holy shit, that was a, you know, there was a few hits. And, you know, you look at your arm and you got bruises, you got cuts, and you got, you know, the way it is. And you go, okay, how much longer do I want to make this commitment? And I obviously made the commitment for this year, and everything's going to be, you know, like always, continue to evaluate, you know, all these different aspects of playing.
So what do you think, Key? Like, you hear Tom talk about commitment a lot to the sport, right? If you were his teammate, what would you think? Where his head is heading into the season?
Oh, I'm fine. He's in the locker room. He was on the field with me Sunday night. So just because he's talking about the commitment, every single year there's a commitment that goes through the athlete's mind, especially in football. And when you get up in age, like Tom said, 45 years old, man, there's a lot. You know, you getting up and you beat up, you just don't, you're not popping up like you're 22 anymore, and you're tired, and you probably was on the phone all night long, and, you know, just seeing things, watching film. It's just a different, it's totally different. But it doesn't sound like to me that he's contemplating retirement or regretting coming back. What it just sounds like to me is he's being realistic about where he's at in his career.
You see, I don't think there's anybody that would question Tom's commitment to the season or to his players, his teammates, right? He's locked in. But there is a feeling to me, watching everything happening, him leaving training camp, spending time with his family. Jeff Saturday and I were talking in the hallway about Barack Obama's book, The Audacity of Hope, right? And he was talking about while Barack was running for president.
It's a great book, by the way.
Great book. Great read, by the way.
It was so well written that you think, what are the odds a guy can be that good a politician and that good a writer? Like, that was one of the best autobiographies I think I've ever read.
But there was a story in there where he was running for president, and Michelle told him, you better get your ass home because we have ants in our apartment, right? So, like, as he's running for president, and she's like, get home and take care of your stuff. So when you hear things about him being present and all these things that are happening with him and his family, I just think at the end of the day, that commitment takes you away from your family for a very long time. Right, it's locked in.
You know, I don't look, Key, and I know how you feel about this, and I understand why. You don't want to cross the line, start talking about someone's personal life. They have family and everything else. The fact is, he is a superstar quarterback, the most famous of all time. He is married to a supermodel. They live part of their lives publicly. It's unavoidable. And people will speculate about things going on behind the scenes, particularly when you're 45 years old, because no one else is still playing, right? So we also use our imaginations and think, hey, at home, aren't they? And some of the reporting has been the same sort of thing. I was always suspicious, Key J, when Brady first announced his retirement out of the blue. Rob Ninkovich hinted at it on This Just In one day, and like a week later, Brady's retired, right? And when you listen to him say why, it was telling to me. My family has sacrificed so much for me. Now I have to sacrifice for them. And alarm bells went off for me because I'm like, you can't. That's not to me a sustainable decision. Because when you say sacrifice, what that means is I really want to still be playing football and I'm going to stop now for someone else. And I just don't think most human beings are built that way. Like, because then you wind up resenting people. And so I never thought his retirement was motivated for reasons that were sustainable. But I, you know, don't know that he still feels that way. Like, his public comments don't tell me he's making a sacrifice here. Now the public comments start to sound like, this is getting harder for me to do. I don't know how much longer. What I read in the subtext, I want to do this. And that, to me, is a more sustainable retirement plan.
To me, it's all of it, though. It's the combination of all of it. The weight you have from being away from your family, being there, being present for your kids, while also getting beat up at 45. 22 years in the league, man. 22 years.
So, Gisele Bündchen told Elle Magazine, quote, obviously, I have my concerns. This is a very violent sport. And I have my children, and I would like him to be more present. I have definitely had those conversations with him over and over again, but ultimately, I feel everybody has to make a decision that works for them. He needs to follow his joy, too. This interview, by the way, happened weeks before Brady's 11-day hiatus from training camp. So, you know, that quote doesn't surprise me, and it tells me that if she really feels that way, that her head is in the right place with regards to, like, philosophically oriented well with regards to whether, you know, how he's going to keep playing and whether or not he will, Key.
Yeah, you mentioned at the top just a minute ago before you started your comments, Max, that I don't like to dive into people's personal lives. I don't, because I'm not with the gossip. But it pertains to trying to manage many things, it becomes very difficult. And part of those many things is certainly family. I've been on the side of it, mm-hmm. where you have to make decisions and choices. And in the end, you make the best choice and the decision that suits you and your family. If he's playing football long term, continuing to play football until he's 50 years old, I'm sure him and his family will work that out, and his agent will work it out, and the Buccaneers will work it out, or the Miami Dolphins, or whatever team he winds up on after this season, so to speak. It's just a joy to be able to continue to watch a 45-year-old guy play. He's not going to be, you know, 100% healthy throughout the year because he's going to get knocked around some. And then at the end of the season, it's a year-to-year deal. And I'm sure he'll make that decision along with all the other decisions that I'm sure he makes that are important with his wife and his kids.
So here's Tom Brady on SiriusXM's Let's Go podcast on where his love and passion for the game stands at the age of 45.
Just really feeling intensely my emotions. And I always have that, but I think when you get close to the end, and I don't know exactly where I'm at with that, but you know, there's no decision to be made. I know, you know, it's not like I have 10 years left. I definitely don't have that. So all these I just am never going to take for granted. It's a love that Kobe had for basketball, that Michael Jordan had for it, that Tiger Woods had for golf, that so many athletes have for the sport. And question is, how long are you willing to commit with discipline to doing the right things to allow those things to take place over a period of time? And that's what guys' careers are judged on.
You know what's crazy about hearing Tom and watching what he's doing right now? It reminds me so much of Jordan. And I played against Jordan when he was with the Wizards, when I was with the Bulls for a short stint. But it was like they get older, but their game is still so damn smooth and such a high level. It's hard. Like most people, when their game diminishes, that's when they let it go. Right, like, oh, just I'm not the same. Like, I'm not doing it at the same level, right? And that's a game changer. But when these guys are at such a high level and they're already addicted to being great, it's hard just to say, okay,
this ain't the old days where
that.
This ain't the old days like where the fans are like, oh, Tom, you got to hang it up. We don't want to remember
Please,
you this way.
Exactly.
Because he's still balling. But I got to tell you, Key, for a dude who is maniacally competitive and obviously has a problem walking away because he loves it, he sounds very healthy about it to me when he talks. He sounds like he's self-aware, that he's aware of what it takes and also his issue with still loving it and being able to, like, if you can still do it at that level, I get it.
Yeah, if you can still do it, I mean, everybody retires for different reasons. And if you can still do it, you certainly are going to do it at a high level. If you know, and like Jay said, a lot of times guys look at their skill set, it's not the same anymore. And what Tom Brady's skill set is not really going to, as long as he could stay in the pocket and stay upright, his skill set of throwing the football isn't really going to erode like that. Like, he's never going to – first of all, he never was outrunning anybody. He wasn't running RPOs. He wasn't doing – he wasn't pushing the pocket.
Good on
he wasn't
those quarterback
doing
sneaks,
any of those
though.
Sort of things.
He's always good on those quarterback sneaks.
Yeah, but that ain't – come on, man, stop.
Yeah, that's the extent of his mobility.
And so he can play as long as he can stay upright. You know, it's just like a basketball, a guy who could shoot. You can go in the corner, stand there, get the ball, and you can pull the trigger all day long and
Vince
shoot
Carter.
Threes
yeah. mm-hmm.
all day long. You know, a football player that don't run sub 4.2, that's a good route runner and can catch the football, he can play forever.
You can even have a radio career afterwards.
Or you can have a radio career, a television career, not just radio. But
that's
yeah.
right. That's
and
right.
you could be Hove and everything else.
Key, the Bucs actually play the Saints. Your Saints this weekend in New Orleans can be a big-time game.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy
My only team.
Your only team? Saints are your only team?
Yeah.
Not the Bucs?
No, I don't really root for the Bucs. Sorry.
Rams?
No.
Yeah, well,
no.
Yeah. I've heard you.
Raiders? Hold on, Raiders?
Raiders, I like. Raiders, I like. Raiders,
I
like.
I got one team.
He has multiple teams.
I got the Giants.
Yeah, okay.
That's my team.
Okay.
Now, do I like other teams more than other teams? Yes, but I have one team that is my team. That's the
Giants. The reason I root for the Saints is because of my nephew. If he was going and playing for Green Bay, I'd root for Green Bay. If he was playing for Seattle, I'd root for Seattle.
Right. Like, that's me. I'm more fans of individuals more so than just teams other than the Giants.
Right. Got a lot of individuals, though. Anyway, but go ahead, Jay. What were you going to say?
Is there any team you're not a fan of, Jay? Jay, is there any team you're not a fan of? Are you like the Drake of sports fans?
Oh, this is possible.
Huh?
This is possible.
It is.
I could be
a Drake
of football fans.
By the way, so what if everyone else doesn't do it that way? If that's the way you like to do it, who cares?
I told you.
LeBron likes a lot of teams, too.
I like the teams that win me money. It's that easy.
Right.
You win me money, I like you.
I forgot about that.
That's what it comes down to.
I forgot about
that. When will you guys get it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
Jay
right.
is a degenerate gambler. I forgot about
that. I forgot. He always goes back to, I do it because of gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
No, I don't think he's winking. So sometimes when you come in an extra good mood or a bad mood, does it have to do with losses?
Every time.
Not like sometimes. Right.
I used to see the text that Yates and I have, actually. It's problematic.
But Yates always got like 50 cents on a 20-legged parlay, and there's $1 million on the line.
I can't do parlays. Obviously, we have not hit a parlay yet on our show.
But always with Yates, it's like, I hit the first 11.
Technically,
I would have 40 grand.
We did hit a parlay, me and James.
Speak for yourself, man. Speak for yourself.
We did the 100-100 touchdown parlay to start the season off, and it hit. Just throwing it out.
How come you didn't share that with us?
You know,
well,
Max.
We faded y'all.
Pay attention during the show. Well, all we did was do what Key told us to do.
Wait,
no,
James,
you
and Yates bet
James.
Together?
That's what fading means.
We did the same thing. Yeah, we talked about it, and we thought it was a good idea, and we hit it.
That's the trick. So whatever Key says, just fade Key.
No, Key told us what to do, and we did it,
Max,
and then we won.
Yo. Max, I don't have time for the individual whatever Key says. Look, in the end, if Tom Brady doesn't make the playoffs this year, get bounced in the first round or something like that, that'll be a sign that he's probably going to walk away. 2 years early exits at this age, that's when you start to say, you know what? I can't do it anymore.
You know, dude,
that's when that creeps in, that doubt. Yeah. That's when that creep. You've been bounced twice. So it's like, is it catching up to me finally?
Mm. That makes sense. Although if people want him to keep playing, do you want me to make sure he keeps playing? All I got to do is say, he's going to fall off a cliff, apparently, play another 10 years.
Yeah, I texted with Tom the other day. He doesn't even know who you are, man.
Yeah, okay.
Referred to you by first name basis.
That's right. I don't know.
It's pretty impressive.
What's that?
That it refers to you.
Yes. I am apparently, I told you, I'm the second most important quarterback ever, apparently. When you hear Tom Brady, it is clear to me that this issue is kind of hanging over his head and is probably not making his life any easier. And I can imagine he has a big, complicated life, as many people his age, I can tell you from experience, do. You hit middle age, you're usually not playing football. He is. The only thing that I'm left with is enjoy him while he's around, because you're never going to see it again. You're never going to see a guy play 25 years or whatever it's going to be. It's never going to happen again.
It's 25 years?
Well, he's in year 23 now, Key.
23?
Yeah, he's in year 23 in the NFL. I know, Key, it's crazy. It's two Hall of Fame careers. He had a Hall of Fame career since I predicted the cliff. Since then.
Man, twice as long as I played.
How good can this Cowboys team be if Dak only misses three games? Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. And it is Hot News or Not News time with Kimberly A. Martin, and here she is with the fresh kicks every time.
And the blazer. It just rocks.
Always she switches up the kicks, Jay.
I have to. I have to look good for you guys.
Always do. ESPN NFL reporter, First Take, Her Take podcast. All right, you ready for some Hot News or Not News?
Hit me.
Aaron Rodgers tells the Pat McAfee Show, of course, he's not, quote, too worried about his receivers. Hot news or not news, Kimberly?
To me, it's not news, I guess. My problem with Aaron Rodgers is that he's saying the right things, but the body language is saying something else in games, like the shrugging and the, like Christian Watson and the drop. I think, obviously, if he says – what would be hot news to me is if he says, I'm sick of these kids. Like if they can't catch passes, they can't be on the field. Like, that to me is hot news. But him saying we should be patient, they need to be.
You know, way this is hot news. It quarterbacks shrug their shoulders at everybody all the time anyway. I mean, that's what they do. They run down the field. They point. They make it seem like that they never made any mistakes.
He loves when they do that. He loves when they do that.
Kimberly, it's true. Spoken like a true wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Because people act as though, because they do that sort of thing, that everybody else is at fault and the quarterbacks are in the right. And that's not the case.
It's a big quarterback move.
Yeah, I don't think it's hot news either. I'm with both you guys, Kimberly. I agree with what you're saying, too. I mean, let's see how a couple more games play out. Yeah. And if it starts to fester, then it'll become hot news.
Mm-hmm. Not new. It ain't news until Aaron Rodgers is, like, mathematically eliminated from, you know, like, I'm not buying it. He'll do what he needs to do. Hot news or not news, Kimberly A. Martin. Jerry Jones says Dak Prescott could be back in week 4.
Mm-hmm. That is hot news, because originally the thinking was, he might be back in late October, maybe after the bye week, and then you're talking early November. Four games? That's a lot different. I didn't know Jerry Jones was Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. Like, he just see it, like, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, yeah, our QB, half as much time, he'll be out there.
But wait, doesn't it mean that he'd only miss three games? Because if you're not going to put him on IR, if it's four, you put him on IR, right? He's really saying he'll be back by week 4, potentially.
Yes, it could be before 4. This whole Dak situation, I hope Jerry's right. I hope he's right and they're not putting too much pressure on him to come back.
Yeah, it's hot news, and Kimberly, he's not putting the pressure. He got the information from the medical staff and Dr. Cooper and company there in Dallas that treats all the Cowboys and many other players across the National Football League and other sports as well. I think when you look at it, though, and we talked about 6 to 8 weeks early on, but remember, the injury came out and Jerry said, hey, he has a finger issue. He's going to have surgery, blah, blah, blah. So the non-medical people within the Cowboys organization put a timeline on it, right? They start saying 6 to 8, 8 to 10 and pushing it out, opposed to really letting the doctor who operated on him go inside, see what was wrong, and then give the right diagnosis. And that's what Jerry did, getting the information from the doctors.
Yeah, it does. I like this alternate universe, though, for a quarterback that just got the bag like Dak Prescott did, when your owner, who wants to win a championship more than anything, feels the season is dissipating and going away.
After week 1.
Yeah, and all of a sudden they drop that timeline from 8 to 9 weeks to 4 weeks. Yeah, it does feel like there is some kind of pressure on Dak to get his tail back on the field.
I think it's hot news. I mean, the season was over, and maybe this motivates Jerry's reason for, you know, this is the reason that he said it publicly. But now, maybe the season's not over. I think that's hot news. playing Hot News or Not News with the great Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter extraordinaire, also First Take, Her Take podcast. Kimberly, Nathaniel Hackett says the Broncos, he's had some time to think about
it. Yeah,
and apparently
hours.
It only took him like a week and a half to figure out what everyone knew immediately on the spot. They should have gone for it on 4th and 5 instead of trying a 64-yard field goal. It's only been done twice in history. Hot news or not news?
It's not news because everybody who was watching Monday night knew that they should have gone for it. And that Brandon McManus, you're trying to do a Justin Tucker type thing without Justin Tucker. It just was all bad. So this is not news. That what does worry me, though, is he just about facing because of everybody else's reaction? Because he was adamant about the game, like after the game, like, oh, yeah, that was our plan. And then he reiterated, we had a plan. What was the plan? What was the reason? Like, it didn't make any sense. So, no.
Yeah, it's not news, Kimberly, but you're 100% right. I told the guys yesterday, I said, when he goes and he watches the film and he hears all the noise, he's going to go, yeah, I probably should have gone for it. And that's exactly what he did. That's what coaches do. They wait to hear the pulse of the response from people out in the public, and then they tell the truth of what they really think it, because they get tired of the backlash.
See, this is hot news to me, because now I'm curious to hear what Russell Wilson has to say after this. Because wasn't he at the podium was like, yeah, it was the right move, and I believe in Coach. But it was, but now your coach is saying it wasn't the right move.
No. Jay, you know what he's going to say. You flew to London with him. Come on, Jay.
Come on, Key. We had to pay our respect,
You know what? That's a good question.
I know why
you keep
disrespecting the queen
like that.
Wait a minute.
I wonder if Russ is setting an example. Because, you know, clearly he looks to the Royals for etiquette and behavior. And maybe Coach is like, well, it's worked for him in his career. Maybe I, too. I wonder if he consulted the new monarch, King Charles III.
Jay, I don't even know how you deal with these two. Every day. You know what? I feel bad for you, bro.
He called my rapper name. He called me Ja Rule. He called himself Ho, and then he called me Ja Rule.
You ain't right.
See?
Honestly, you ain't right. That's worse than calling me auntie. That's pretty terrible.
No, I had another nickname for you, but I'm not going to share that on the air. I will reach out to you with your nickname.
No, don't reach out to me.
Child. She said, no, do not reach out to me.
This caller cannot be reached as dialed. Please hang up and try your call again.
I actually think it is hot news because, to me, what that means is Coach – someone talked to him. He realized, what did I just do? How am I going to start this relationship with the new quarterback? Game one, I take the ball out of his hands. He's at home. It didn't work. I think he's got to do that publicly for Russell Wilson. I think that's the relationship move. He's got to say it.
Okay.
And I wonder if he and Russ have talked about it. Anyway, this former NFL coach had some scathing comments about Justin Fields and Trey Lance. We will hear that. Plus, explain which of the two has a higher ceiling, Justin Fields or Trey Lance.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. The ESPN app. Beep, beep. ESPN 2. You can listen to KJM on your smart speaker. Say, play ESPN Radio. Pop right up. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Former NFL head coach Mike Martz was not impressed with two second-year quarterbacks who played each other. Week one, Justin Fields and Trey Lance. Here he is, former NFL head coach, greatest show on turf, on the 33rd team. Listen.
I'm just shocked, shocked at the Bears. I mean, they took this quarterback. They went up and they spent a lot to get him, and he was less than remarkable would be the kindest thing that you could say about him. I don't know if I've ever seen such a bad performance by a quarterback in his opening performance of the season. Like, he was just completely awful. He really deflated the football team with his performance.
That was Mike Martz on Justin Fields. Fields won the game in a monsoon. He's also not a fan of Trey Lance. Here is Mike Martz. Do you want to hear what he said about Justin Fields again, or do we all have that, do you think, Jay?
I wouldn't mind hearing it again.
Here he is on Justin Fields. Listen again.
I'm just shocked, shocked at the Bears. I mean, they took this quarterback. They went up and they spent a lot to get him, and he was less than remarkable would be the kindest thing that you could say about him. I don't know if I've ever seen such a bad performance by a quarterback in his opening performance of the season. Like, he was just completely awful. He really deflated the football team with his performance.
All right, so that was the winning quarterback on the lesser team that he wasn't a fan of. Here he is on the losing quarterback on the better team, Trey Lance.
I know this. He can only go up. He can only get better because you can't get any worse than what he did today. I've never liked him. I still don't like him. I don't know. I'd like to know what he does so well because he's not a great passer, doesn't have good skills, takes him a long time to set himself and throw the football.
So let's take just his assessment, his football assessment, Key. How accurate was it?
I think he's way off. I think he's way off. I think he's extremely way off. First of all, you can make the excuse that they were playing in a monsoon, in the sloppy conditions, and not just them, the entire team, both sides, the Chicago Bears and the San Francisco 49ers, were playing in weather that was not going to allow them to be as successful as they should have been if it was a different environment and circumstances. And then in terms of the skill set, look, everybody likes their quarterbacks a different way. And we have this conversation about quarterbacks all the time. Okay? Some people like Zach Wilson. Some people don't. Some people like Trey Lance. Some people don't. Some people think Mac Jones is the second coming. Some people don't. And clearly Mike Martz has more answers for everybody, you know, than questions. And so I would think that him being the smartest guy in the room as an ex-offensive coordinator and head coach that was a offensive coordinator of a Super Bowl winning team when Dick Vermeil was the head coach, that, you know, he's got all the answers. He knows all the quarterback play. So I just don't like how he's trying to shred up some dudes in one game of a start of a season in bad weather conditions.
Key, I wrote down the word when I heard him talk about Justin Fields, where he said his performance was deflating for his team. And I got to be honest, I stopped listening after that.
Well, they won.
That's what I'm saying, and that's my point. His performance was not deflating for their team. It actually elevated their team. That 51-yard touchdown pass in the elements of the rain and that condition is what elevated the team.
Bears aren't a talented team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, and look, the thing about Trey Lance maybe planting himself firm to make passes, if that's a critique of the skill set, that's understandable. But when you say things like that, I stop listening to you. It kind of delegitimizes because it feels like you're not watching the game. You're just giving me a take on what your opinion was before, not watching the game.
And another thing, Jay, when it comes to a guy like Trey Lance, I bet you this is the first time in Trey Lance's career that he's ever had to play in such conditions. Because at North Dakota State, they're essentially playing indoors in a bigger gym, right? They're playing indoors in North Dakota. They're not outdoors in the rain, and they're not doing those sort of things. So I'm sure for him, those conditions were new. But Mike Martz is always the smartest guy in the building, in the room, any damn way. He's been that way as long as he's been coaching. He's always the smartest guy in the room, you know? And I think it could be some shade toward the Chicago Bears organization anyway, because they fired him when he was the offensive coordinator. They sent him packing after 1 year. So I'm sure there's some sort of resentment toward that as well.
And the greatest show on turf once upon a time was The Offense. And one of the guys, you know, known for, you know, at the forefront of offenses that we see in the NFL now is Shanahan, right? You think he's in some way, because it's not, look, his evaluation is his evaluation. If you look at their QBRs, they're substandard, both quarterbacks at the moment. They played in bad conditions, and Fields is on a bad team. He's also a second-year starter, doesn't have receivers, doesn't have an offensive line.
All that.
You know, the whole thing. And Trey Lance is a first-year starter, and on the road the whole thing.
So neither
one of those guys were good quarterbacks.
Look, man.
But it does seem to me like when someone says something, it can be delivered with a little extra vitriol, right? Like a little extra something sharp in there, as I mentioned earlier. It did feel like there was extra in what he said about
personal.
Probably so, yeah. Somewhere. Like I said to you before, Max, everybody likes their quarterbacks differently, right? I'm sure his grade on some of the dudes that we don't like is probably higher. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the reality of it. And if you think about it, he was supposedly the orchestra of one of the known offenses in modern football as the greatest show on turf for a few years there. Tony Dungy, Tampa 2. Everybody in the NFL ran Tampa 2 after that. Bill Walsh, everybody ran the West Coast system, even to the point where you still see principles of the West Coast system all over the NFL. I don't really see anything at the greatest show on turf. Nobody talks about that. Oh, Mike Martz did this.
Its roots haven't spread.
Zero.
Yeah, it hasn't been replicated.
I'm not listening to him, man. He's just talking.
The expectations for the New York football Giants have been ratcheted up after beating Tennessee. Are the Giants good enough to compete for a playoff spot? ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.